From the GPB newsroom, I'm Sophia Salaby, in for Ricky Bevington, who is out for a few days. A third of Georgians confirmed to have coronavirus have been hospitalized. That's according to new numbers from the State Department of Public Health. State health officials say confirmed infections rose to nearly 1,250. That's as of noon today. Two additional deaths have been reported, bringing the total to 40. Atlanta's transit service is cutting down on bus and rail operations. MARTA's CEO says the service has seen a dramatic ridership decline due to coronavirus, but the changes will also keep employees more safe. Starting tomorrow, fare collection will be suspended on buses. Bus service is reduced starting on Monday. Some routes will have fewer buses, and others will have more to help with social distancing. Some public restrooms at rail stations will be closed. Rail service will operate on a weekend schedule with a regular weekday start time. The Mercedes Benz stop will be closed. Due to concerns around coronavirus, many schools and academic programs have moved online. This is impacting law students, including those at Emory University. GPB's Sarah Rose reports.
Ingrid Bilowich is one of several Emory University law students planning to take the bar exam in July. She had planned to sit for the New York State Bar after graduating, but if things don't change, that might not be possible. Right now, the state of New York is one of many that restricts the number of online classes law students can take. But last week, Emory sent students an email saying they're asking states for waivers to allow all online classes to count. Bilowich says even if the rules change, taking the bar could still be a challenge.
You're not supposed to be more than 10 people in your room, or we're 6 feet apart. How can you have an exam like the bar exam?
Students are still required to take the bar exam in person. For GPB News, I'm Sarah Rose in Atlanta.
And I'm Sophia Salaby for GPB News.